Extracts on Daniel and the Revelation. 1901. Compilation. Extracts from the Testimonies on Daniel and the Revelation. Will our brethren bear in mind that we are living amid the perils of the last days? Read Revelation in connection with Daniel. Teach these things. Daniel and Revelation must be studied, as well as the other prophecies of the Old and New Testaments. Let there be light, yes, light in your dwellings. For this we need to pray. The Holy Spirit shining upon the sacred page will open our understanding that we may know what is truth. There is need of a much closer study of the Word of God, especially should Daniel and the Revelation have attention as never before in the history of our work. We may have less to say in some lines in regard to the Roman power and the papacy, but we could call attention to what the prophets and apostles have written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit has so shaped matters, both in giving the prophecy and in the events portrayed, as to teach that the human agent is to be kept out of sight, hid in Christ, and the Lord God of heaven and His law are to be exalted. Read the book of Daniel. Call up, point by point, the history of the kingdoms there represented. Behold statesmen, councils, powerful armies, and see how God wrought to abase the pride of men and lay human glory in the dust. The light that Daniel received direct from God was given especially for these last days. The visions he saw by the banks of the Ulai and the Hiddekel, the great rivers of Shinar, are now in process of fulfillment, and all the events foretold will soon come to pass. Consider the circumstances of the Jewish nation when the prophecies of Daniel were given. Make it a point, when you have a moment's leisure, to store your mind with Scripture truth, and especially with what is brought to view in the Revelation, because some of us are to be the very actors who will be on the stage in the last days when these things are revealed. And as you make a persistent effort to understand, the angels of God will enlighten your mind. In Revelation, all the books of the Bible meet and end. This book of Revelation is a complement of the book of Daniel. God foresaw the crime and guiltiness of this world. It came up in review before Him, and in Revelation is declared the completion of the eternal plan. Private collection of Dr. Paulson, in MS entitled The Bible in Our Schools, June 17, 1897, page 530. Those who make light of the third angel's message do so because they know little of Daniel or the Revelation. They have not read these prophecies with a determination to find out the meaning by prayer, by study, and by fasting. Those who eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of God will bring from the books of Daniel and Revelation truth that is inspired by the Holy Spirit. They will start into action forces that cannot be repressed. The lips of children will be opened to proclaim the mysteries that have been hidden from the minds of men. Many have entertained the idea that the book of Revelation is a sealed book, and they will not devote time and study to its mysteries. But God does not so regard this book. The book of Revelation opens to the world what has been, what is, and what is to come. It should be studied with reverential awe. We are privileged in knowing what is for our learning. The Lord Himself revealed to His servant John the mysteries of the book of Revelation, and He designs that they shall be open to the study of all. In this book are depicted scenes that are now in the past, and some of eternal interest that are taking place around us. We are standing on the threshold of great and solemn events. Many of the prophecies are about to be fulfilled in quick succession. Every element of power is about to be set to work. Past history will be repeated, old controversies will arouse to new life, and peril will beset God's people on every side. Intensity is taking possession of the human family. It is permeating everything upon the earth. Daniel's example of prayer and confession is given for our instruction and encouragement.